You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The voice of Husker Nation is on the air. This is Hail Varsity Radio. Insight, opinion, expertise, along with the biggest names talking Nebraska sports. Join in with the show at 402-489-1240 or 1-800-825-5865. Now, here are your hosts, Chris Schmidt and Elijah Herbel.
Back into it at Tower 2 at Hail Varsity, powered by Cornhead Lager, on the road here for the tournament up here at the Herdat Sports Bar and Grill in Gretna. Chris Schmidt, Elijah Herbel. We say hi to Jake Mielheisen. Standout Husker, standout night, and he is, dare I say it, are you walking in Memphis?
I guess so. I guess you can say that I am. So first time to Memphis, and I'm enjoying it so far.
Okay, rate the barbecue. Overrated, just right, underrated, or not as good as a Mielheisen household?
It's definitely better than mine, but I had ribs and brisket last night. Phenomenal. And then I'm a big coleslaw guy, so the coleslaw here was really good too, which sounds kind of lame, but it was tasty.
Hey, there's nothing better than good coleslaw because, let's be honest, with a lot of family reunions and all the years going to, I don't know, all parts of Nebraska, some coleslaw destinations are better than others. I'm glad you found your coleslaw.
That's right. And you can. There's some really bad versions of it, but the stuff I've had here so far is pretty dang good.
So I got to ask, Jake, is this Nebraska team, you've been around him, you traveled with him, you get set with KP tomorrow night, 5:50, in search of history. Is this team going in confident or cautious?
I think they're going in confident, Schmitty. I do. I think, you know, we've talked a lot about this roster with the how old this team is, how experienced they are, you know, veteran-led. I think they're locked in. And, you know, they came here with a mission. And you know that Hoiberg and his staff will have a great game plan. But, you know, us Husker fans, we deserve this win so bad. You know, Fred deserves this win, and it would be so much fun. I'm walking around here. I've seen so many Nebraska fans already, so I think the FedEx Forum will have, I'm going to guess, 6,000 Husker fans at least. I feel that way. I've seen so many more Husker fans than anybody else's logo walking around Memphis, so I hope it's a home court field. I think they're locked in.
It's Jake Mielheisen with us here on Hail Varsity Radio, talking Nebraska, Texas A&M. It's getting going tomorrow. And Jake, one of the things that's been talked about plenty this week is Texas A&M's offensive rebounding. It's been the buzzword. They're number one in the country. They are over 40% of their missed shots. They are able to corral the offensive rebound, and they do it in an interesting way because only one guy that plays in their rotation stands taller than 6'7", and he only plays 10 to 15 minutes a game. So what is it that Texas A&M does on the offensive glass that makes it so difficult? And do you know what Nebraska's counter is going to be? Do you have any predictions for how Nebraska's going to try to contain that?
Well, yeah, you look, and I've watched some film on these guys and talking to some of the coaches. It's pretty amazing. As you mentioned, they're not like they're all 7-foot Zach Edey's running around out there getting offensive boards. They're just guys, you know, I'll compare them to like a Dennis Rodman type build where, you know, they're 6'6", 6'7", but they're just high-energy guys. Anderson Garcia for them, he has, I think he's averaging about 5 offensive rebounds per game. But what they really do well is when a shot goes up, they are really good at positioning themselves and trying to get inside position, and they do it almost instantly when that shot goes up. So they're down low, and then they try to back you out with the inside position, and then they just don't give up. And I think those guys that are really skilled offensive rebounders, they are able to kind of watch that shot and anticipate where it's going to bounce to. And so it is a huge key in this game, obviously. And if we rebound the ball, I think we have a good chance.
Jake Mielheisen's with us, Hail Varsity Radio. So, Jake, let's spend a minute here on some keys. Obviously, the rebounding part, big for Nebraska defensively. Keys say, how do you anticipate him in this moment? We know he's a showman. We know he's extremely talented. But there's been a lot of buzz, and there's more national buzz picking up on him. Do you think he'll be able to settle in and be hot from the start? Or do you think he might try and force some things?
No, I think if you would have asked me that question, 2 months ago, I would have said that he was going to try to force some things. But I feel like the last, month and a half or 2 months of the season, I think KZ's done a much better job of not hunting, but still trying to find his shot, but really taking his time in doing so. I mean, look at that Indiana game. I don't think he really took a shot until about the 10-minute mark in the second half, and then he just went off.
Mm-hmm.
So I think early in this game, I think he's just going to do a lot of cutting and kind of see how the game flows. And if a shot's there, it's there. But what you love to see when KZ's on the floor is he opens up so many things else, so many other things for his teammates. Even if he's not shooting the ball, he opens up driving opportunities. He opens up post opportunities for Rink Mass and Josiah. So I just hope that he's just in a good flow and not hunting early.
Jake, what do you think is more important for this game for Nebraska? Is it the offensive side of the ball or is it the defensive side?
I think it's defense. I really do. And I say that because obviously the defensive rebounding is huge, but when we're able to get those defensive boards, I think we're really good at turning our defense into offense. And we can get those boards, get out in transition, and when we're at our best, we're trying to probe and take some opportunities in transition. I don't think we shoot a ton in transition, but when they're there, they're there, and it puts a lot of pressure on A&M's defense. And I think they are susceptible to some transition points. They play a half-court defense very similar to Nebraska. They force sideline, force baseline, just how Nebraska does, but it's been well-documented and talked about too. They give up a ton of threes as far as attempts. So I think if we can push the tempo, flatten them out a little bit, and then take some opportunities in transition, and then we play inside out. I think defense is the key to this game and turn some defense into offense.
What is a good day for Rink?
Rink's got to have – if Rink plays well, he'll have a double-double. And I think that he's got to be opportunistic as well, similar to KZ. And I think if he can pull out their bigs – I know they're not huge bigs, but they're active. Mm-hmm. And so if he can pull those guys out a little bit, knock some threes down – but really, it's going to be defensive rebounding. I think even if he doesn't get those defensive boards, if he blocks his guys out, and then you have Bryce Williams and Juwan and Wilcher and those guys come in and fly in to get those defensive boards, I think if Rink can have 12 and 8, that'd be a really good night for Rink.
On the other post, Josiah Alec, what type of performance does Nebraska need from him? Because I think from a body standpoint, he matches up well with Anderson Garcia. Obviously, it's tough to stop Garcia's offensive rebounding. Almost no one in the country has been able to do that this year. But what does Nebraska need to get from Josiah Alec?
I think it's similar to Rink other than knocking down threes. I mean, I know Josiah has shown that he can knock a couple down in the corner, but he's got to make sure that his number one priority is rebounding. And again, if he's not getting those and securing those boards, he just has to clear a path for our guards that come in and then get those defensive boards. But if he can have in that 5 to 8 rebound range, and then if we get, I'll just say 6 to 10 points at a Joe, I think that would be huge, huge tomorrow night.
Jake Muehlheisen on the call tomorrow night, Husker Radio Network, Kent Pavelka at Jake Mule on Twitter is where you follow him. Does Nebraska have the ability to be that Cinderella, that March darling with the rest of the nation jumping on the Big Red bandwagon? People know and love Fred, and I think folks around the Big Ten respect the heck out of this basketball team. But what a showcase for the program Friday night, Jake.
Well, it really is, and I think we definitely have a chance to be America's team. And if I'm going to say when we win on Friday, then I think, you go to Sunday's game, more than likely playing number one seed Houston. But at that point, then we're playing with house money. And I think we're going to play, have the chance to play extremely free and loose and zero pressure on Sunday. And obviously Houston's a really good team, but I think we have a chance if and when we get past Friday, I think we have a chance to make some noise on Sunday.
You talk about playing with house money. Not only that, I think Nebraska actually matches up well with Houston with as many threes.
You are
as Houston
jinxing
gives up.
Things.
I'm just throwing it out there. Houston loves collapsing. They love being aggressive, and because of that, they give up some threes. If there's any team that can exploit that in the country, it might be Nebraska.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to jinx things, Schmitty, but I'm right there with you guys as far as, you know, I know we're all nervous and anxious about Friday's game, but you know, I do think that if we play our game and my opinion offensively, if we play our game and just shoot it average, we don't have to shoot it 50% from three, but if we shoot our average, which is a little above 35%, and we don't turn the ball over and we get defensive rebounds, we win the game. I really feel that way. And with Nate Linzer on the defensive side and Fred on the offensive side, and then, you know, Howard and Coach Zeiler putting their thoughts in as well, we're going to have a super good game plan. I mean, that's just simple.
Jake,
but then it's just a matter of those guys coming out and executing.
Jake, we've talked plenty about the rebounding, and not only today but this week. Wade Taylor, though, is a guy that I think can stress Nebraska in a different way. He's a true point guard, assists well, gets to the rim really well, shoots it from three. Maybe not consistently, but he's a streaky shooter from three, and I think he presents a different kind of challenge to Nebraska than maybe they've faced this season. What does Nebraska have to do defensively to keep him in check?
Yeah, their two guards, specifically Taylor, I mean, those guys, they want to get in the paint. So we have to try to keep those guys, limit their paint touches, keep those guys on the perimeter, force them to shoot from three. I mean, those guys, I think I added it up. Those two guards for A&M have accounted for, I think, 45% of their field goal attempts. I mean, something ridiculous like that. So they're going to shoot. And if we can just challenge those guys and just hope they're not shooting above their average this year. Taylor's shooting 31%. The other guy's shooting 27%, but they're averaging 18, 19 a game, and 16 a game. You just have to force them to shoot from the perimeter, keep them out of the paint, because when they get in the paint, what happens too is help is forced to come their direction. They're able to drop it out to some of their bigs.
Mm-hmm. So how many points would Jake Mielheisen have averaged at Lincoln Southeast and Nebraska had you had the green light that A&M's guards have?
Oh, man. I don't know. I think my arm would get tired how much those guys shoot. Those two guys just come down and cast. And I think Taylor is a little bit boo-boo-y-esque,
mm-hmm.
a little bit bigger and more physical in that regard, but not a good shooter. But he's coming down with the green light on. And so we have to be aware of him early. And what you don't want to have happen is him to knock down his first couple from the perimeter and get some confidence. I think that's going to be key the first 5-10 minutes of the game. Really challenge those two guards and not let them get confidence early so they think that hoop looks a little bigger than what it is.
Are you going to make a trip to Graceland?
Probably not. I thought about it, but, you know, downtown Memphis with Buell Street and everything, plenty to do, and I think Kent would get nervous that I wasn't going to return from Graceland or something.
What's KP's mood like? Is he bouncing off the wall? Is he quiet? I mean, how's he soaking this in? He's seen a lot of these opportunities, and we've kept track of the heart monitor. I know you have next to him. In all seriousness though, he's got to be probably as optimistic as he's been, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. And I know that, you know, that Kent's excited. I mean, next year will be year 50 of broadcasting for KP. So I'm just excited that, you know, he has this opportunity right now. And I mean, he's been a little quiet. I think he's nervous. I think he's anxious, and quite frankly, so am I. But I know he's really excited, and I think he deserves this win as much as anybody does.
Jake Mielheisen with us, Hail Varsity Radio, at Jake Mule on Twitter. So we've hit the barbecue. We've talked to Elvis. So yeah, basketball's been pretty paramount. Do you expect the Trev sighting?
I don't know. I've heard mixed reports that he's going to be here and he's not going to be here, but mm-hmm. I would guess that he probably stays away just so that way, you know, Matt Rhule kind of mentioned it, that way the focus is on the game and the players and not him.
You've been annoyed by this at all?
A little bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it just, the timing is weird. It's just been a strange, I guess, last 10 days from that regard,
mm-hmm.
in Husker Nation. But it's just so fun that we're in this position. It doesn't matter who the heck we're playing. We're in the NCAA tournament. We're an 8 seed, and we've got We're talking Nebraska hoops right now in March, and it is the best time of year, and they have a chance to make a run.
Our dear friend Kevin Suits has confirmed that Trev will not be at the Nebraska A&M game.
Until I see a tweet from Trev congratulating somebody and saying he's not going to be there, then I'll believe it.
We need that congratulatory tweet to Fred after the game Friday.
That's right.
How would that play down in oil land? Your Final Four is what before we say goodbye?
Well, I have Nebraska winning it all. I have to. I couldn't help myself. I tried to pick different brackets, but I have us going to the Final Four. I have us, Purdue, Arizona, and Illinois in my Final Four.
I have Illinois v. Purdue in the championship.
Garbage.
Okay.
Probably is garbage. Yeah. Someone will get suspended from Illinois. So.
Meanwhile, I couldn't
help but pick the Huskers. Why not?
Meanwhile, I committed a sin. I have North Carolina against Creighton in the national championship game.
You're excommunicated.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
That's okay. We won't hold it against you.
Next time we see you at the old press box, old Jake's going to box you out into the old...
That's right.
Into the tables. Jake, you take care. Enjoy it. Bring one home, and we'll talk again. Thanks for your time.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Good stuff from Jake Mielheisen, Hail Varsity Radio. We're here at the Herdat Sports Bar and Grill here in Gretna as things settling in. As how about old Dana Altman, baby, as Oregon moves on. The 11-seed Ducks over 6-seed South Carolina. Some free throws to put a cherry on top, 37 and change.
And bigger news
left.
Though. Dayton is screwing up my bracket by losing to Nevada.
I love it.
I think I had Nevada. I think I'm still perfect for nobody who cares.
One of the dumbasses sitting here at this table had Dayton go into the Sweet 16, so that's rough.
Well, there's still game left. There's still game left.
They're down by 17.
I know, but you know, it's called March Madness for a reason. Just throwing it out there.
We'll dive in and get some comments from Nebraska's new AD in Memphis, Josiah Alec, also. As Hail Varsity continues, we're powered by Cornhead Lager.